return to Canaan. Joseph ordered their sacks to be filled with wheat, and their money replaced in the sack of each one, and provisions be given them for the journey. All this was done, they loaded the grain on their donkeys and set off. But in the evening, one of them emptied his sack to feed his donkey at the lodging place, and he saw his money at the mouth of the sack. So he said, "My money has been put back. Here it is in my sack." Their hearts failed them, and they trembled and turned to each other and said, "What is this that God has done to us?" When they came back to Jacob in the land of Canaan, they told him about all their adventures. "The man who is governor of the country spoke harshly to us and treated us as spies. But we said, 'We are honest men, not spies. We were 12 brothers, sons of the same father. One is no more, and the youngest is with our father in the land of Canaan.'" Then the man who is lord of the land said, "By this I will know if you are honest. Leave one of your brothers here. Take grain to save your families from the famine and go. Bring back your youngest brother, and let me see you are not spies, but honest men. Then I shall release your brother, and you can trade in the land." Now when they emptied their sacks, each one found his money bag in his sack. When they saw this, they were afraid, and their father as well. Jacob, their father, said to them, "You are taking my children from me. Joseph has gone, Simeon has gone, and now you are taking Benjamin. I have all this to bear." Then Reuben said to his father, "You may have the lives of my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to me, and I shall see that he comes back." But Jacob said, "My son will not go with you, for his brother is dead, and he alone is left. If he were to meet with some misfortune on the way, you would send my gray head to the land of shadows in sorrow."